All right, learning Shemitah is the first time for Baruch Tzvi Merivka Batya. So, Ovid Henoch Mordechai Befer Simcha, Paso Sharchai, so also Lili Nishmas, my great grandfather's yard, so Yosef Bechazga Levi. You ever wonder why why Slicho starts with Ashrei? You ever wonder why Dafka Chazal instituted why Ashrei? So, I'm not sure exactly what the idea is, but maybe we could see in that beautiful idea from the Rav, from Rav Soloveitchik, of maybe why we start. He doesn't really talk about why specifically by Slichos, but I want to apply an idea that he has on Ashrei and apply it back to Slichos. The Rav Soloveitchik quotes the Rambam Hichos Tfila Perek Tes Halacha Ches, and he says that Mincha the Shlich Tzibor begins with reading Ashrei while he and the Tzibor are sitting. Says the Rambam, the Shlich Tzibor then rises to recite Kaddish, and the whole Tzibor follows by also rising to listen and respond. Then began reciting the silent Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Soloveitchik understood this Rambam to mean that the requirement for all to be seated while reciting Ashrei was not just a little thing, but it was a way of establishing the structural form of a tzibur. Meaning, you want that right now you're coming to mincha, you're coming to down to the Rabbonu Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu Chazal instituted a way to realize that you're coming with a tzibur. You're not just doing it individually. So therefore, says the Rav, it's not just a little thing that you should be sitting for Ashrei. It's a chiyuv to sit for Ashrei, says the Rav. But rather, one is not permitted to stand or walk at the time of Ashrei. Establishing the kfiyas of a tzibur requires, says the Rav, uniformity of exhibiting a willingness to be together and to act as one entity. So says the Rav, you want to know what Ashrei is all about? Ashrei is all about realizing that you're starting to daven together as a tzibur, that you're doing this together. Atev nitzavim hayom kolchem, says the Chiddush Sharim. So realize you're standing here today, the Zohar says hayom is Rosh Hashanah, kolchem, you're doing it together. So we want to know why we start maybe slichos, dafka with always Ashrei, and there's so many Ashreis throughout the day, and Ashrei specifically on Yom Kippur, but specifically by slichos we're focusing on now. Because right before we start slichos, it's so easy to only think about oneself, and one's own sins, and one's own personal struggles and challenges. Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe wants to show us, no, Ashrei Yoshev Eisecha, meaning, says the Rav, the Rambam says, you have to sit down. It's not just a halacha to sit down. You have to make yourself now a tzibur, make for yourself a community, a unified nation, to make of yourself a kehillah, a tzibur. And with that, you could go into slichas. I thought that was a very beautiful idea of the Rav's beautiful idea on Ashrei, which we're going to apply about this now to the Ashrei that we say before slichas. Hashem should bless us to have this kavana maybe in mind when we're davening slichas now during these holy days. When we start those words, Ashrei Yoshev Eisecha, to realize that we're becoming a tzibur. We're davening for each other, we're davening for our friends, we're davening for our families, we're davening, we're really becoming kehillah, we're becoming a kfiyas tzibur, and becoming one nation, and davening for us, and for us and all of Klai Yisrael. We should be zocheh be'ez Hashem.